Starter Pack on Sokola Duma Radio.
Welcome to My Starter Pack. I'm Simon Strella, filling in for Slew Paho. In this show, we take players down memory lane. Do they remember their first car or their first professional paycheck? What about their first goal? This week, we had Mukuku himself, Mr. Neil Tovey. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. This is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Do you remember how much your first professional paycheck as a player was?
Yeah, 150 Rand in 1981.
Do you remember the first car that you managed to buy with your own money?
Yeah, I bought a Golf L, which was a 1300.
Do you remember your first professional coach and what your relationship with him was like?
Yeah, it was Clive Barker. Obviously, the relationship has gone on and on through the whole playing professional career.
And who was the first team that you coached, and what was your experience like getting started?
Well, there's two, I could say, because I played as player assistant coach at Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went as a full assistant to Dollazar at Mamelodi Sundowns.
Growing up, who was your first favorite team? It can be local or international.
Well, I was a favorite of Durban City, who I eventually played for. And locally, and I was always an Arsenal supporter.
Long-suffering as I am, I think.
I'm suffering badly at the moment.
Who were your first favorite players growing up? So it can, again, be local and international.
Well, obviously, my brother, 7 years my senior, he inspired me a lot as a professional. But I think as a professional for Durban City, Tony Coleman was a person that stands out for me. And then overseas, it was the left-footer those years back at Arsenal, Liam Brady.
Liam Brady, I see. Do you remember what your first jersey number was? And do you remember, by any chance, the progression of jersey numbers through your career?
Well, it was quite unique that my professional career, my first jersey number was number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I've continued to basically wear it. That 9 and number 6 will basically be my jersey numbers throughout my professional career.
Do you remember your first match as a professional, your debut match, and what the experience was like?
Yeah, my debut match at Durban City was against AmaZulu. We won 1-0 at George Goss Stadium. Yeah.
And what was your first professional goal?
It was... trying to think, it was also another match against AmaZulu later in the season. It was against AmaZulu for Durban City.
Do you remember the first live match that you attended as a spectator?
Oof, must have been six years old. I think it was one of the Durban City games. I can't remember the actual game, but it was a Durban City game at Kingsmead.
And then what is the best match that you've attended as a spectator?
Probably then one of the best matches then would be the World Cup Final 2010. I think it was unique. Obviously the opening game and maybe the World Cup Final of 2010.
Fantastic. And then what was the match where you kind of said to yourself, you've made it, like your kind of make your family proud moment?
I was pretty hard on myself. I never ever thought I'd really made it. That was the kind of player I was. I was never satisfied with what I had achieved. So always looking for my next match to be the match which I could say would be my best match. So, yeah, obviously I've had great highlights in my career. Winning league championships, winning AFCON Cup of Nations in 1996, my first to captain South Africa for the first time at King's Park for Bafana. Against Cameroon when we won 1-0. There's loads of really big matches for me. I always like to think that I was never satisfied with what I had done and what I had achieved.
I hear you. And let's look back to your managing career. Okay, as full coach of Mamelodi Sundowns, your first captain, and how did you select him?
Well, I don't have too much problem with that because Daniel Madar was a captain that this was part of Sundowns for decades. So, Daniel, I always looked to players that would lead by example and be consistent in their game.
Definitely. Do you remember your first victory as a coach and who it was against?
Yes, I think it, I can recall, I was asked to take over from Dolezal, and we played a Champions League match against Ferroviário de Maputo in Mozambique, and we won the match 2-0 away from home.
Nice. And then as a player, do you recall the first time you were ever starstruck on the pitch because of an opponent?
No, not really. And that's not being facetious or overconfident or arrogant. I didn't really... look, I mean, there was loads of tough opponents, you know. But if I have to answer that quick question, probably Rivaldo of Brazil. And the Brazil match, we lost 3-2.
Fantastic. It's great to hear that you can answer the question, but still, Rivaldo himself can't even shake the great Neil Tovey. Thank you for joining me on My Starter Pack.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.